Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Chuck Galisi with Helping Hands Food Bank. Helping Hands is renovating Disciples of Christ Church in Knoxville.
Chuck, I understand that you're renovating this space for use by Helping Hands and just looking for some assistance in doing that. So first off, just tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, 3 years ago this fall, Pastor Bob and I came down here. Dave Rosenboom offered this church at 213 North First for us to use. And I said, Pastor, are you sure that we just renovated the crisis shelter? And he said, God wants us to have it. So who am I to say differently? So since that point in time, we've started renovating the inside. We started on a garage in the back to put our food truck in. And I'm just really, I need a lot of help to finish this project because we don't have the finances to hire a contractor. And I'm looking for people to get involved with this project.
There's quite a bit of work that needs to be done, quite a few things that have already been done. I think you said it's already about 75% complete. What has been done so far?
Well, my good friend Tom Harding started on the deck in the front. That was the hardest thing. It was really wobbly, one thing and another, and he took it on as a personal project. We had some finances to put a new roof on it that cost us quite a bit of money. We about $15,000 in it, and we've got the slab and three walls put up on the garage. Now, on the inside, we've re-sheetrocked it and spent a lot of money in here. Well, right now, the money's low, but I'm looking for people that want to buy into this ministry of helping people. Because what we're going to do here is have programs for special needs people and, a place where we can gather and eat.
Tell us a little bit about the space itself.
Well, it's just gorgeous. When you drive by and look at the stained glass windows, it doesn't give them, their due because they were protected by plexiglass, etc. On the inside, it is spiritual. And you understand why Pastor Bob knew that God wanted us to renovate this and not have a facility that was torn down. On the inside, his son-in-law is going to paint a mural of our Lord Jesus Christ feeding the multitude. It will be awesome, surrounded by these stained glass windows.
Obviously, Helping Hands is always looking for financial help so that they can feed and clothe people here in Marion County. And also, when it comes to this, I know you need assistance in finishing the garage and finishing the interior of the church itself. What are some of those specific needs, and how can people volunteer and help out with that?
Well, I think the first thing is give me a call at 842-452-4524. It's a 641 number, and we need siding put up on the garage. We need trusses put up. We need it sheeted and the metal roof. I don't care if you can just do a few things inside here. We need to clean the floor. We're going to sand it. There's a lot of little things, especially if we could have some contractor to step forward and say, hey, listen, I'd like to donate my crew for a half a day or something. Just give me a call and we'll sit down and figure out something because we need to get a roof on this garage before, end of September, early October.
Anything will help out?
Just anything. The Holy Spirit steers people in different ways. If it's just somebody wants to see somebody working here, wants to bring cookies, fine. If you want to just sweep up, fine. We'll take any effort in this cause whatsoever, any effort.
What will it mean to get this space put together and have Helping Hands be able to utilize this?
Well, I've been involved in several projects in town, but this is emotional for me because I've never been around this. The windows, the feeling of this church is awesome. I don't know what all's transpired in here over the last 100 years, but we're trying to fix it to the quality that lasts for the next 100 years, and we need your support. God bless you, and thanks a lot.
Thanks again to Chuck Galisi. This has been today's Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.